Hi, this is Amrit Atwal, Data Patient with Dr. Marhi Elder. Data Services is January 26, 2013. And
I saw like mine open. But I mean, I'm not that behind in dictation. Those are like two, like I have four.
I'm the division of for Sharita Skippers. CHERITA space SKIPPERS. Infra data participation is June 3, 1976, 06031975. The primary care physician is patient is Dr. Nicholas A. Marshall. Marsha. It's NICHOLAS space A space MARSHAEH. Information is 44645 Mount Road, Sterling Heights, Michigan Avenue, Michigan, 48314. And for telephone number is 586-580-0280. Fax number is 586-580-0281. Priyat, the rheumatologist of this patient, Dr. Patricia Dhar. Please copy information of page 1 of patient note on January 24, 2013. This is the cardiac care now. Next paragraph. Visit for a follow-up appointment. Dear Cliff, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Skippers in our cardiac care today, who is a very pleasant 37 years old African female with a pathway case is significant for SLE. Sickle cell trait, diabetes mellitus, bronchial asthma, fibromyalgia. Period. She's in our clinic today for because of a recent onset of chest pains. Period. On today, the patient was complaining of chest pains. Chest pains are sharp, central, and are radiating back to her and are radiating to her back. Period. Patient has a shortness of breath. Chest pains are associated with some shortness of breath. Period. Patient did not have any orthopnea, any PND. Period. Patient was also complaining of leg pains. Period. Patient was also complaining of leg swelling. Period. Patient denied any hypertension, dizziness, and present couple of attacks. Period. Patient said that she is complying with all of her medication, following her primary physician regularly. Period. Paragraph. Fast medication was a pain significant for SLE. Diabetes mellitus, bronchial asthma, sickle cell trait, and fibromyalgia. Period. Next is pathologic history. Pathologic history has a significant for appendectomy, history of bladder surgery, history of hysterectomy, history of rotator cuff surgery, and history of two hernia repairs. Period. Next is social history. Patient currently denies smoking, carrying alcohol, use of the inhaled cigarette. Period. Next is family history of this patient is positive for hypertension, diabetes, minor coronary artery disease. Period. Next is allergies. Patient is allergic to colase. Period. Next is current medications. Please copy the list of current medication for each one. Two, a patient on January 24, 2030. Everything stays the same. Period. Next is physical examination. Preparation of today's visit was 119/80. We have pulse was 65, weight is 135, and height is 4'9". Physical damage was significant for peripheral edema. For SP scopy, normal temperature and examination. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic tests. Number one, echocardiogram. Patient had an echocardiogram on November 16, 2012. Period. It showed an ejection fraction 55 to 60%. Period. Left ventricular size, wall thickness, and sorry fraction were found to be normal. Period. There were no regional wall motion abnormalities. Period. Right ventricular size, thickness, systolic function were also found to be normal. Period. Right and left atrium were found to be normal. Period. There was trace tricuspid regurgitation. Period. Next are lab chemistries. Patient's rheumatoid lab chemistry were done on January 16, 2012. We showed a sodium of 143, potassium of 3.9, HbA1c of 6.1, glucose of 83, blood urine protein of 18, creatinine of 0.9, WBC of 4.8, hemoglobin 11.9, and platelet of 245. Period. Please copy.
Uh, The pulse is 118 decibels, and the head rate is 197 pounds. The heart is 5 feet 5 inches.
Venous ultrasound of the lower extremity, ultra monitor, Delco, ABI, lower extremity venous waveform, and stress test from page 3 of patient note on January 24, 2013. Period. Next is assessment plan number 1, coronary disease. On today's page, is the patient came to our clinic because of a recent episode of recent onset of an episode of chest pain. Period. Chest pain is continuous, sharp, and grade 9 out of 10, radiating back to the radiating to her back. Period. Chest pain were associated with some shortness of breath. Period. We believe that her chest pain is either because of a lupus flare or because of a sickle cell crisis. Period. So we referred patient to the emergency department to receive appropriate treatment. Period. We are going to follow up with her on her next visit in this regard and manage her accordingly. Period. Next is SLE. Patient's pathway case is significant for SLE. Period. Patient today came to our clinic because of a chest pain. Period. We have referred patient to the ER services because of a possible lupus flare. Period. We're going to follow up with her in this regard on the next visit and manage her accordingly. Period. We have also advised patient to keep following up with Dr. Darn in this regard. Period. Next is diabetes mellitus. Patient has medication significant for diabetes mellitus. Period. Current patient currently taking metformin. Period. We advise patient to keep following, taking all of his current medication, keep following with their primary physician record, and to have a target glycemic control with target HbA1c of less than 6.5%. Period. Next is bronchial asthma. Patient has medication significant for bronchial asthma. Period. Her asthma seems to be well controlled at this moment. Period. So we have advised her to keep following with their primary physician in this regard. Period. We have also advised to take on the regular medication regularly. Period. Are we going to follow up with her in this regard on next video? Period. Thank you very much, sincerely, for allowing us to take care of this skipper. Period. She came to our service because of her new onset of chest pains. Period. We have referred her to ER because for the possible treatment of lupus flare or sickle cell crisis. Period. Are you going to follow up with her on her scheduled appointment? Period. We are going to reassess her on her next visit. Period. In the meanwhile, we have advised her to take all of her medication regularly, following with her primary care physician. Period. We have also provided her a telephone number. She can reach us with any question and concern. Thank you very much, sincerely, Umar Jaz Malik, dictation of our Dr. Tamar Maher Alde with all of his board certifications and meditation. Thank you.